predictions that when he does come, they turn over the tiara and the throne to him. They are ready to do it. The current pope believed these prophecies, but he knew there would be a pope in power to usher in the return of Christ, the impersonation of Christ to us. But he knew that was part of the prophecy. But he believed it was a pope off in the future, until he was confronted with an assassination attempt, and it led him to relook at the Fatima miracles, and he left that experience believing that he was the pope to usher in this final movement that had been prophesied for a couple hundred years in Catholicism. And when you look at the direction that Catholicism is going based on that information, brothers and sisters, they're expecting these things to take place by the year 2000. And what this current pope clearly is waiting for is some cataclysmic event that nobody expects, that's going to change the whole direction of the world. But their prophecies are false prophecies. So they'll have one prediction about what this catastrophic event will be, and another one of their visionaries will have this prediction. One of them says it's going to be when a comet hits the earth and totally changes things around. You can see some of that prophetic interpretation even in Adventism, unfortunately, but it's there. Other events, other predictions are that there's a limited nuclear war going to begin. You know where it's supposed to begin? And when it's supposed to begin? This year. It's supposed to begin in Europe. Is there anything going on in Europe? Have they ever located where all the nuclear devices from Russia are? Brothers and sisters, I'm not upholding Catholic prophecy, but we're required to know when it's near. Amen. And we're told to study the events that are going on around them and compare them with the Word to be able to give the warning message. Something, according to Sister White, great and decisive is about to happen, and that right early, that will change the whole flow of human history, and suddenly we're going to be catapulted into these events. And prophecy tells us that at that time period in Earth's history, God's people are going to be asleep, and it also tells us that the majority of us are going to be lost. Very few of us are going to be prepared for the seal of God. That is the message, in a general sense, from Bible prophecy that is designed to bring about the final revival. Because if you truly believe that we're here, you have to bring your life into agreement with that truth.
Could the white people be anything? What do you think of that?
I have